Yanwa Shanwas, and I'm an artist.
I was diagnosed with depression when I was 19, and then I was diagnosed again with cyclothymia and then bipolar disorder. The lowest point in my mental health journey, I've had a couple actually, but I would say the lowest was I had an abortion while I was married, and it kind of some way, somehow, I guess, over the months after, rolled into depression, and I found myself crying a lot. I was working, I was pulling double shifts, and I just found myself crumbling. And luckily, I went to my marriage counselor, and she was there to help me out and take me to ER, but that was definitely one of my lowest moments. I started creating art as therapy. And then one thing led to another, and I enrolled into a fine arts program for a year. And just everything skyrocketed from there. Everything about my art has to do with my mental health. It always starts from a very therapeutic place. I feel like, for me, there's so many different aspects to who I am and my mental health, whether I'm in a manic or a depressive or I'm like right in between. And with my art, I'm able to express that and just show that in a very fluid manner. So there's certain pieces where it's very aggressive and it's very angry, and then there's certain pieces that are very serene and peaceful. So you can definitely see like different sides of me. If you know me really well, you'll see different sides of Ganwa in all my art pieces. My favorite would be an installation that I made a year ago called Monster. And one of my profs suggested that I stop overthinking because I also have anxiety. That means I worry a lot. And she suggested that I find materials that make me feel uncomfortable and just use it as a therapy session to create whatever I could. So it was wood, fire, nails, spray cans, and I created this installation of basically a stick figure on wood. And it says stuff like suicide, it says bipolar, monster, just things that I hear sometimes. I hear myself saying to myself sometimes when the bipolar kind of gets a little out of hand. And it was really neat because we got to like hang it up off of the ceiling. And I had a good cry. It felt good. Like, my son also has a mental health illness, and it's like normal conversation for us to talk about it now.
My name is Rayhan Baines, and I am 8 years old, and I'm turning 9 next month. Whenever she's going through a lull, sometimes she says things that she regrets, but and it makes me feel sad, but I understand that it's not her, it's her bipolar, and that's how. And sometimes, like when she's in a manic, I like it because we both have the same amount of energy.
It's been interesting. It's kind of like we're both growing together and kind of getting to know how we both work, and we kind of have, we even have like code words. I know this is weird, but when we don't feel comfortable talking about it in public, we have code words for, like, if I'm in a manic, I say that my waves are high, and if I'm going through a depressive, my waves are low. So in this situation, I'm hoping that he can apply all these things or continue to apply these things as he gets older and spread awareness, like with his friends or when he has kids, if he decides to have kids and stuff like that, and we can kind of have that ripple effect of change. Most of my art is promoted through my Instagram and social media and my website. I am working on my first solo exhibition, which I'm doing like a mini sneak peek for January next year, and then 2021 would be the solo exhibition. Yes, I'm actually very excited about this one. It's going to be about my experience as a South Asian woman, and it kind of touches on mental health, it touches on immigrant parents, it touches on sexual assault, it touches on finding my own freedom, my own voice. But it would be nice to get to a point where I can make most of my money from art. One day, hopefully, fingers crossed.